So now, blending it all together, now that you had that great conversation, you discovered some insights and some subconscious motivational drivers, and you'll realize the power and leverage those drivers, that information will help you when you're presenting the opportunity. And not only that, after you recruit them, you now can use that information to keep them motivated. Phrases and words to use to keep them engaged. Because if you enroll 100, 200 people and only 10, 20, 30 of them are engaged, you're missing a great opportunity. So you want to know what you need to say to keep them motivated and engaged after they leave the excitement. And this will help you. And so you'll realize the importance of those questions, the answers, the meaning behind the answers, and also about yourself and how you tend to present information and how you want to be more flexible so that when you're having a conversation with somebody, you can be flexible to change the words so that it is directly connected with them emotionally. It's their criteria, their values, and that'll help you increase the odds of someone saying yes because they're hearing it in a unique, special way. And plus, keeping in mind your own criteria. Why are you involved? What's important to you in helping people get involved? And as you think about that, and as you sit there and hear this information, think about how NLP and these techniques will help you engage with people. That'll help keep you focused on track and targeted specifically to that person at that moment. And so a week, a month, a year from now, you're going to be able to practice this and have some more fun with this and recruit people easier, just a natural and easy conversation. So there's usually four stages. You may have a different format. I'm just going to go through this as an example. And this is also, as I go through this is how you want to project yourself as a leader, because you want to be able to lead others and be perceived as a leader. So the way you talk and communicate to them is going to frame you or brand you as a leader or not. So the four stages. First, typically, you'll talk about the business opportunity, the potential, how big the financial industry is, how it's grown. And so right now, I'm just going to go through the overview. And then there's going to be a part two where I'm going to role play and actually give you examples of how to use those answers, the towards the way, the criteria, the values, your voice, the props, words to use, words to avoid, and calibrating people, making sure they're on track and you're on track. So you'll first talk about the opportunity. Now there's a lot you can link into how the opportunity is in alignment with their values. And then you'll next possibly talk about some success stories, some advisors that jumped on board and they did well, or maybe they jumped on board and they hesitated. However, now they're doing exceptionally well. And this is where you can block them in with future pacing, where they imagine being involved, so it'll be involved in the business, so it reduces the fear of change. The main thing about the success stories is now you can add some stories that will eliminate or inoculate potential objections. And you heard about the stories in module part two. I'll share how the stories work. However, that's usually the flow. You talk about the opportunity, how great it is, potential, the company, and you tie it in with their values, the success stories, advisors, some stories on inoculating. And then next, we'll probably share some rewarding stories of how certain families have been given checks because of a certain something happened, so they were able to enjoy life in the moment. And there's certain things you want to do at that moment that will tie into their values as well, of helping people, or if you know that, because as I mentioned, as you go through all this information before you even have are at this point, after you're having that conversation, it's not a matter of thinking about what can I say to get this person to say yes. It's primarily a matter of what can I ask so I can discover what I need to say. And it's not just what you say, it's your voice, the way you move, certain words you have to be cautious with, a certain strategic pattern or strategy of having a flow of conversation. So when you talk about the business opportunity, you connect with them, successful advisors, the rewards of some checks that have been cut in some families, and how that can and should also connect with what they revealed with you. And then now you get into the fourth stage of how to get involved, how it works. And here, where you use a lot of everything that you've just discovered, the words that you use that will prime them to think about being involved. Yeah, there's also that criteria of a coaching, what's important to them about a coach. So now you can blend that into how it works, the paperwork, getting a license, how they're going to be coached and mentored, using words that will prime them, using your voice. And also, there was one question, the convincer strategy. You want to know what it takes for them to be convinced, because you can start to do it at this moment or before you even get to this part. You can start to walk around and introduce a person to key individuals if that's part of their convincer strategy. And also how it works, how to get involved, how easy it is. You want to calibrate. You want to use your nonverbal yeses, move with grace and value with purpose, the props, knowing if they're bottom line or procedural person, because this is where you want to add that in there. And your voice, as I mentioned, your voice is a musical instrument. You want to use it in a way that will make them feel a sense that you're an authority, an industry expert. And also where you're using suggestions, subconscious suggestions, to keep them on track, to really pay attention and listen and experience a conversation in a way that it's compelling to them. It's as if you're talking directly to their emotional needs and desires. And that's the intent of this, having compelling magnetic conversations. It's in essence a virtual emotional connection with them. And so the bottom line of procedures, you want to future pace them. We covered that in some, one of the modules. And this is where you just kind of flow into this point and then you go into the close, how to close naturally and easily. So this is just an overview. Next, I'm going to role play, in a sense, how you can use the information with the business opportunity, the stories, the checks being cut, the rewards of that, how it connects with the person, how to use that in your language, in your conversation. And you'll realize it's just a matter of adding certain phrases that and words that are important, of value, and emotional connection to the person you're talking to. So once you discover those phrases, those words, you just simply blend them into your conversation and they get a sense, boy, this is something for me. I want to take action. I want to be part of this. This is in alignment with my values, my beliefs. And you wouldn't have done that. You wouldn't be able to have that conversation unless you discovered their values and beliefs and then use everything else, your nonverbal communication, to make it a real powerful, persuasive, compelling, magnetic conversation. So next, part two, we're going to go into the overview and how to add those elements, kind of role playing, as I mentioned, about the opportunity, successful advisors, the checks, and how it works, and what you want to do. And if it's not your model, you'll still get an insight of what you can do in regards to how you do it. You may just jump right into how it works, how paperwork you have to sign, how you get paid. You need to be licensed. If you don't, this is the amount you're going to be earning. And you need to qualify for a certain level. So if that's what you do, you still want to have this information. You still want to know if that's the only element. Now, if you're not doing that, you know, maybe I should talk about the opportunity first, because it'll get them engaged and excited about and connects with them. And then talk about some advisors and some success stories to inoculate, and talk about the rewards of helping families, that crusade. So get ready, pay attention, take notes, and this will help you tremendously. It'll make the conversations just flow with ease and to be magnetic, and to talk to them in a way that they need to hear the message. So here you go. Thank you. Bye now.